What's up, everyone? It's Eric Vessels with Tactful. I am the Chief Experience Officer at Tactful. I'm really happy to present another episode of Tactful Tuesdays. We're trying to make Tuesday, not trying, I'm going to make Tuesday a thing, because I don't think it is. And I'm really pleased to have with me my good friend, Richard Romano, who is the senior editor at What They Think. Richard, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. Although I misunderstood. I thought this was going to be Taco Tuesday. So I completely
forgot. You know what? We have to integrate tacos into Tactful Tuesday. There, you know what? Tuesday already is a thing. Damn it. All right. We're going to redefine Taco Tuesdays to Tactful Tuesdays. I mean, tacos.
We're going to standardize. Since we're talking about standards, we're going to standardize on the term Tactful Tuesdays.
Yes, but we must include tacos. Tacos are very tactile. So I like it. I like it anyway. I love it. So, Richard, I wanted to have you on because we've been working with you and What They Think at Tactful on a lot of digital embellishment stuff for a lot of years. And one of the things that's garnered a lot of attention that I just wanted to touch briefly at the top was this discussion around standards. Kevin did a really great article that you guys ran, and it got a lot of feedback, and it got so much feedback that we actually had to do our first ever panel discussion on his digital embellishment show with a lot of thought leaders. We had Sean Roberts from Konica Minolta. We had somebody from Harrison Bruno, a good friend Ryan, and we had Sabine from Paper Specs. And we're going to potentially have another panel because there were others that we didn't get to talk to. But the article itself garnered a lot of attention. And I wondered what your thoughts were around this issue, because I know What They Think works with a lot of standards. Now that AP Tech, What They Think has sort of come together, there's been a lot of work on standards before. And how do you see this discussion going forward, or the work that we need to do to kind of, because what came out of the video was, how do we talk about digital embellishments in the same way? Because a lot of OEMs will define something one way, and then you'll talk about it in another way. And it sort of confuses designers and printers and most likely end users as well.
Well, it's such a new field, the field of embellishments, and even the term digital embellishment itself is known by other terms as well. So just standardizing on just calling it digital embellishments is half the battle right there. But yeah, things like standard file formats, how you refer to different layers in your various production software, just the basics that, you know, we've been using in the printing industry for, you know, decades upon decades upon decades. So that's all sort of evolved its own standards over the years. But yeah, it's the Wild West when it comes to embellishments. So getting everybody on the same page so that, you know, when a designer sends something to the printer, they know that they can print it, and they have some expectation of what they're going to get out of the press at the end of the day.
Some of the standards that are really well developed are like your color standards. Obviously, we had to have, you know, a common way of talking about color so that we can match those colors. And I'm finding the same thing. You know, I have limited exposure. I'm getting to know a lot more, obviously, in my new role about digital embellishments. But I'm finding the same thing is like how people talk about gloss or foil, or is it, you know, embossed, or how thick it is, or what the tactile sense is. How do we talk about that? Do you see that taking a similar track as like color type standards or file format type standards as the rest of the industry is sort of standardized?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got, you know, PDF is a standard format, and then you've got the various, you know, types of PDF that you sort of set up before you send stuff to the printer. So I think that's eventually going to evolve. I think it'll take some spearheading from the folks of Tactful, and certainly What They Think will be writing about it. And obviously, if the hardware and software vendors are on board, that will also be driving it as well. So I think when we have this conversation in, I don't know, 3 years or 5 years, I think a lot of it will be generally sorted. But then if you look at like color management, I mean, how long has color management been an issue? And it's still a problem and a challenge for a lot of people. So it'll keep evolving as the equipment evolves. As new capabilities emerge, we'll need to, you know, change our standards to keep up with how technology changes. That's just inevitable. Sure. But it keeps us busy.
And that's kind of what came out of the panel discussion that we had. And I definitely encourage people to watch the Digital Embellishment Show all the time, but particularly that episode that is this.
Yeah, we'll put a link below this video on What They Think to the article on the video.
Yeah, awesome, for people to check out. But it seemed like, first of all, the first like layer is, let's say the same thing. Let's talk about the same things in the same way, right? That's your It's sort of your, what I would call table stakes, right? And then next, how do we standardize file formats? How do we standardize technologies? And how do those interplay across different devices? Because as you know, that's super key in the color world, because as we started to mix different types of technologies that are the printing processes are wildly different, the color mm-hmm. still has to match at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So next subject is something that's near and dear to you, or maybe not near and dear, because you do a lot of the really hard work, and I know how difficult it is. But we've done some studies on digital embellishment, and the first one that we put in the field was on specialty inks, right? We did that in, I think, the
specialty toners. Yep, we did that in 2023.
Yep. So we put that in the field, and the study came out, and I want to talk a little bit about what we learned from that, and I'll kind of start you off, and you can maybe kind of dig into it, because you were the guy that was working on a lot of the data in the background, formulating the questions and kind of running the survey in the background. But what we've been talking about at Tactiful is the results of that study, because we're using that in a lot of our training. We did a lot of presentations at Printing United, both partnering with Sharp and Xerox in both of their booths. And we came up with like five key obstacles for digital embellishment that were identified in the survey, right, that were part of the study. And that was sales. Printers weren't really sure how to sell this stuff. Is it, you know, do we do napkin math, cost plus? How do we charge for it? Marketing, which I think a lot of the feedback, and you can maybe embellish this if you'd like, but a lot of the feedback was like, we're not getting asked for it. Like, there's no demand. That there was a lack of demand, which we sort of categorize as it's not being marketed well, right? It's not being talked about in the right way. And then the third was pricing. They weren't really sure how much to charge for it. I guess the sales one was we don't know how to sell it. Like, we got to train our salespeople to talk about it, to get it out there. And then the third was pricing and design. How do we design for this stuff, which I think is from all indications is still kind of a problem that continues to persist. And we'll find out when all of the data comes in. And then education, how do I teach my customers, you know, about the value of this stuff? And those were kind of the five key obstacles. So maybe from your perspective in having formulated the questions and done all the data work in the background, is how you saw those five areas of key obstacles for adoption sort of drift to the top of the problems that printers were having specifically with implementing digital embellishment.
You know, it's funny. I've been in this industry long enough to those five things are the same things that we've had in this industry. Anytime any new technology has been introduced, whether it was digital printing in the 90s, variable data printing, the same challenge is always easy. Okay, how do we implement the technology? How do we get the best quality out of it? How do we sell the stuff? How do we create demand for something that hadn't really existed before? And that's what we saw in this study. Is that, printer respondents, and it was basically phrased as users of the fifth color option on toner-based digital presses, you know, that they're using for embellishments. And that's what we limited it to. The new survey, which we'll talk about in a bit, includes other types of equipment, but this was strictly users of toner-based digital presses. And what we found is that the companies that had actually gone into it with a business plan and an idea for marketing the embellishments actually had much better success than those that didn't. They reported that they were more satisfied with what they were getting out of the sales of it, and customers were more satisfied. But those that didn't have training programs for their sales staff, who didn't have a marketing plan, who didn't do any of that stuff, they were less satisfied, and for fairly obvious reasons. So it's more education, more training, and just getting the sales team on board and just really telling them how to go out and sell these things.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we also highlight in a slide later in those presentations is like, okay, if you get buy-in from the top, right? And if you get investment in training and investment in educational resources, then what does that do to both your sales and your profits? And I think what you're referencing is something that we reference in some of our training is there's a 3x increase in satisfaction from sales. Now, 3x is 300%, right? Like three times as much. That's a pretty dramatic increase in satisfaction from sales. And then also a 2x increase in satisfaction from profits. So not only were they happier, by investing in these resources and overcoming these obstacles that we've talked about, those five key ones, they also saw more profit. And it is obviously logical, but it's good to look at the actual data to sometimes we need to confirm our suspicions, right? Like we kind of know it, but like what are they actually saying, and what does that actually mean for our industry? So I think we learned a lot in 2022 as we came into 2023, and that study. But like you said, that was limited to kind of toners, fifth and sixth colors, that sort of technology. So talk to me a little bit about what we're doing with the current study that's in the field. And we'll also, I guess we're going to have a lot of links under this video.
Yep.
Because we'll put a link to the study, and we really encourage, and maybe first talk about this, the importance of getting a volume of people from a wide swath of the industry to actually fill out and complete the survey, right? That's important.
Well, the survey, the previous study and this current one, which, by the way, we've expanded to include other sorts of foiling and digital embellishments like your Scotix machines and MGI and all the other. So it's not just fifth color options on a toner press. But we really learned a lot that really helped. A, it helped vendors, the equipment vendors, because they know the challenges that their customers are having with their own customers, and they can sort of tailor their sales efforts and their marketing efforts to their own customers to teach them, okay, here's how you can get the best out of this equipment, which again helps the vendors. It helps the printers who are buying the equipment, because then they can better satisfy their customers and provide better products for their customers. And then it helps the printers' customers, because then they can, whatever it is that they're using embellishments for, if it's for packaging, if it's for direct mail or whatever, it creates a better product that will get more responses and more attention on whatever the audience is. So I think it's a win-win-win for virtually everybody involved in the process. And of course, the more people who respond to the survey, the more data we'll have, and the better our educational efforts. We'll have a better idea of, okay, what are the challenges with this stuff? Where are the opportunities? And how can all of us in this whole supply chain sort of help everybody out and help this area just take off?
Yeah, that's and one of the reasons I mentioned that is I know that one of Richard's job is to make sure that the actual numbers and statistics are statistically valid. And you can help him do that by making sure that we get lots of people to complete the survey so that the N is correct or whatever. I'm not a statistician or a mathematician, but I've heard people talk about the N. Make sure that we get some good responses. And like you said, I think it's important for people to know that saw the study last year, this new study, if you have any type of embellishment, it really does apply to you, right? So if you've got any kind of inkjet-based embellishment, if you've got fifth and sixth color, if you're doing, any kind of clear embellishment, it's for you. So hopefully everybody will take the survey and we'll get a lot of really good information.
Yeah,
so,
and I understand that, everybody is surveyed to death these days, and it takes some time, but it'll be worth it for everybody's, worth everybody's while in the long run. So I encourage everyone, if you have a, good 10 minutes, 15 minutes, share your experiences.
Yeah, and I'll send them a taco.
Yes.
Something, or maybe, or a coupon for it. But, I mean, real talk though, everybody that does complete the survey, we are putting together Richard's going to put together a special executive summary with a lot of the key findings in it, right? So for your 10 or 15 minutes at the tail end of this, you're going to get some really valuable, actionable intelligence and information delivered to you. So we'll be sending that to your email as soon as that's all put together and formulated as a thank you from What They Think and from Tactful for completing the survey. So,
yeah, and they'll also get a link to the old study, so they can see what the results of that were.
Absolutely. And I think one of the important things for the industry, is speaking of like standards and learning over time, right? And we learned this through the great work that we do with the Printing Outlook, that study that we've done at What They Think for several years now. Looking at something like this that's in the field over multiple years not only gives you that snapshot, but it also starts to give you trends in what direction are we going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the industry is really interested to know what direction digital embellishments are going overall. I mean, we've seen it. We see the technology. We look at it. We love it. We touch it, feel it. But actually, where is it going? What's the adoption rate? What's the usage? And that's something that I think we want to track over time. And we're only able to do that if people are willing, printers are willing to do the survey every year and tell us, you know, exactly what's going on so that we can report it to the global printing industry. So, yeah, I think the standards discussion, I think, is going to be something that evolves. Understanding actually what's happening within the market is going to be something that that evolves over time. And these surveys and reports are one of the ways that we find out and report it to the world. And I want to just take just a minute to really thank you for all the work that you do in the background. I know it's a lot of times we've experienced it working together for many years. It's sort of like pulling teeth to get people to do the survey. It's kind of, it's difficult to figure out what questions should be asked so you sort of look with the end in mind and then have to figure out what the questions need to be so that you can figure out, you know, valid report information that can be derived from that. And you do a really great job of doing that. And just want to thank you for that. And also thank what they think, the whole team there for the partnership in this. Tactical's really, really thankful for all of all the partnership that we're doing there. And we look forward to it. So be involved in the standards discussion. Definitely make sure that you take the survey on digital embellishments so that we can put together some new and exciting information. And
if you get a chance, head over to What They Think and fill out our Printing Outlook survey, which is also in the field as well. I know it's a lot of surveys. It's a lot of questions. But again, it helps us all out.
Yeah. While we're on that. Well, that's exactly right. And as I mentioned, the Printing Outlook survey is really, really important. That is a larger snapshot of what's going on in the industry. I think it's really important. It's a service to the industry. So definitely go fill that. We'll put yet another link down there. So you could just spend your whole afternoon or part of a Saturday maybe filling out surveys for us and letting us know what happens. But Richard, appreciate you doing this second ever Tactical Tuesdays with none other than Eric Vessels. And I will DoorDash you your taco forthwith.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.